Hey everybody. How's it
Oh, hey,
going?
there's Bethesda down there.
Yeah. I felt like, a lot of people are going to be watching it anyways, so
Yeah, that's fun.
yeah, I thought we'd, we'd do something a little bit more laid back tonight.
Yeah, I've got it on my TV right now. Not that, like, Bethesda is usually like the most disposable E3 conference overall, probably.
Oh
Even
yeah.
though, I like their games. I did not play nor particularly care about Fallout 76, so I don't have like negative feelings about Bethesda right now, like most people probably do.
Yeah.
But
Did he say anything
it
about
looks like
that?
they huh?
Did he say anything about it? About Fallout 76? I
Oh
guess.
yeah, he did. I mean, he you know they were they put a positive spin on a lot of their words, but they were also very, honest and down to earth about, they had problems. And but they also, I mean, apparently from what I've heard, it's gotten to be pretty decent now, and it sounds like they were just announcing this free expansion that's coming out in the fall that will have actual NPCs.
Oh,
So that
that's
caused excitement.
the crowd went crazy over that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was like literally a bullet point in the trailer. There was like several things at the end, and one of them was it was NPCs.
Well, I mean, I was telling you earlier that I have just had no interest or excitement for E3 at all this year. Like, I basically just have not paid attention to anything. I have had no real interest, and I can't even think of the last time that I was this uninterested in it. I mean, it had to
I
have been
mean,
like, I mean, it has to have been like probably like when I was like kind of when I was not playing a lot of games. It was probably the last
I mean, I
time.
was definitely interested to see the extent to which Microsoft would talk about their next consoles. Obviously, not much, but at least, Sony and Microsoft are now acknowledging their consoles, which is interesting. I'm definitely excited for Nintendo on Tuesday. I mean, I think they're going to show some fun stuff for sure.
Yeah. Well, I see Mitch B there is talking about like that was gonna I was just getting to that. So the I mean I was so uninterested and then I look over and it's like and it's Phantasy Star Online 2 getting announced. Finally, after 7 years and after I've kind of had that little taste of it of like fumbling my way through the Japanese version for a little bit to get footage for that the Phantasy Star video that I did. And I'm like made me really in like I really wanted to play it. And now that it's going to be localized and everything, I'm all in. Like I was that is like definitely my most like anticipated game at this point. I'm very excited about getting that.
Also, this is amazing. The stream that I'm watching in the little switch on our stream is like less than a second behind what's on my TV, which must mean my TV is a little bit behind. But it's still impressive.
So tonight I'm gonna play an old favorite. The audio back when I do this. Okay, the audio is. But if I come if I go to this one now it's fine. Oh no, it's bad with game only. Shouldn't I have?
Wait, is the game audio bad, or is our voices screwed up too?
Hang on. I'm gonna quit, and then I'm gonna. Let's see if it's any better now. Testing 1, 2. Is it better?
Testing.
Hopefully, it's better.
Hello.
Better. It's better. All good now.
All good.
Yes.
Okay. Yay.
I think it's better.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did you
I
restarted change your audio devices? Like,
no.
I wonder what happened.
No, it just must have been a glitch or something.
OBS
like that.
Burp.
Yeah. So for those that don't know,
no game audio though.
Oh, the game audio is not. Yeah, I don't have it turned up. I mean, you should be able to hear it now. I haven't started yet, that's why. Anyways, there's no game audio. I don't have it turned up right now. So I've been finishing up an episode on cartridge save files, and I spent a little bit of time with this game these last few days. Again, after not playing it since I feel like I got this during the summer, like that it came out. So I think it came out in 91. So it's been a long time. I have no idea how this is going to go, but I thought it'd be pretty fun. But I was given this cartridge by my friend Lou, who's like an old friend of mine. I sent him a message saying if he'd want to watch the stream because I was going to play this. And this has like all of his old save files on it. And I feel like I sold him this copy of the game. But he doesn't think that that's the case. But I'm pretty sure that I sold it to him and then I later got it back. But it does have a huge cartridge with a yellow tab, and it's also got a 140 page manual. Look at this thing. Look at the spine on that.
Wow.
It's got
this was when EA was officially licensed.
Yes.
At this point?
I mean, they only came out with a handful of games that weren't officially licensed.
Okay.
But I mean, this game is very much like a precursor to No Man's Sky, for sure. Definitely, this was like an inspiration for that. I want to say like probably Mass Effect to an extent, although there's not a lot of story stuff in it. I mean, Star Control came out before
this. I definitely
had
never heard of it until people brought it up when No Man's Sky came out. Like people were like, "Oh, this is." It was kind of like a 16-bit No Man's Sky back then. I'd never heard of it until then. Also, we our buddy Joey is saying hello from Kyoto. I didn't know he was. I knew he was going back to Japan, but I didn't know he was there now. That's
exciting.
I hope he's getting some good finds.
Yeah, he went last weekend. It's like when he left. So, anyways, I loaded up this game, and I got endless amusement out of the fact that let's see if it's gonna come. Is it my friend Lou? He has this, two save files where his character's name was Lou Dog. So I backed up this save file and we're gonna start a new one, but we just have some fun, you know. We can say what we can. Discuss what we want the captain's name to be. Maybe name our crew after members of the chat if we wanted to. I don't know. So I'm gonna do ML. Oop. That's not what I wanted to do. I see the buttons are backwards on this. Hang on. I gotta reset it because I want to hit B to back up, and that's not how it goes.
They're showing some Wolfenstein something now, but I don't know. I've got my volume relatively low, so I don't even know what they're caught.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about.
So B is then okay. So I'm gonna the captain's name is gonna be ML.
It should just be Corey.
Should it be? You think it should be?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be Corey.
I'm the captain, after all, I guess. Okay. So, what I think is kind of impressive, like, watch the ground when you walk through this space station. So that's pretty, it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's neat. That's very cool.
So I think I got to set up my crew members. Yep, I can add personnel. Okay, so the first, I'll add you first.
Okay.
You want? Wait, I mean, does it matter what race you are? If you want to just like, I don't know.
I have no idea what any of those are.
Maybe you should look them up.
Just make me whatever. Make me an android.
An android, okay. Do you want to be the science officer, the navigator, engineer, communications, or the doctor?
I mean, I think we're screwed if I'm any of those. let's go with communications. I have a degree in communications. Not that I know how to talk.
All right. Let's see. What have we got in the chat here? Can you come up with a trivia question? And the first person to answer that gets to be the next character.
Trivia question? Oh god!
I just like
trivia questions. You come up with the trivia question.
How many pages did I say that the manual was that came with this game?
Oh. Spoon Oxer says 42.
No.
Mitch B says 40.
No.
Oh, I thought it was 40.
Oh, Retro Steve got it. Okay.
144?
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you said 4. I like, it didn't even, like, it, that's, like, so absurd that it didn't even register.
Yeah.
144. Oh, my gosh.
If I can't fit your whole name in here, I'm going to try. Oh, is it okay if I just put Steve? Actually, I don't know if I can. Maybe I can hit cancel. There we go. Let's go. We'll go with Steve. Come up with another question because we're going to need to fill some more positions here.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
What game?
Hey, hang on, Steve. What do you know? What you? I'm gonna make you a Velux. Okay. I'm just gonna select one of each one, if that's possible. Okay. Okay. Go ahead with the next one.
What game? What was the second game that I played on last week's stream?
I don't even remember what it was. There it is.
Josh Way says Donkey Kong Country, and he is correct. Or technically, it was Super Donkey Kong, but I'll let that slide.
All right. What game was the first video to appear on this channel about?
Oh.
There it is. Mitch got it.
Oh, but Mitch got it again. Oh, wait, no. That's right. He, for some reason, that 42, I was like, oh, or 44, whatever he said. I was like, oh, he got it. That was it. I couldn't believe it was 144. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So
we ended up with some very normal names in this crew.
And for the, I think, how many do I, hang on, let me cancel. Let's see how much. Okay, and for the Okay, what was the name of my friend's save file in this game? What was the captain name? There it is. Human rights got it. There it is. Lou Dog.
Should he just be a human? Should he just be human?
Yeah,
just human rights human gets to be and a human. Make him a human? Because that would be great.
I'll do human RTS.
Human real-time strategy.
And you're going to be a human. And you're going to be the doctor. There we go. Oh, wait, we can train?
What are they showing right now? I think it's a new game from Arkane Studios, which, if I remember right, is the Dishonored studio?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
I didn't like Dishonored as much as I thought I would.
I don't know what it means to
but I never played the second game. It was okay. I just didn't love it.
Hang on. I need to... Okay. So, science officer. Steve. I'm going to train you for the science. Let me give you some medicine. It wouldn't let me... It wouldn't let me do anything with the, with your, character. The buttons are gonna mess with me the entire time here. So Josh is navigator, so I'm going to train in navigation. I got a lot of money, it looks like. That's like just make you all over the place a little bit, but... Mitch is engineer. You're real good in the medicine. I'm probably making some horrible mistakes. Alright, well, I guess that's it. Let's see what else we can do here. I hope I didn't just spend all my money. So here we got oh, what do we want to name name the ship MLIG.
Yeah.
The Starship Emlig.
So you have a choice of ships, or do you, at this point, do you only really have one?
I don't know. I should put some weapons on it. I don't know. I'm fumbling through. We're figuring it out. Do you think we should have the pulse cannon or the tri-cannon? We'll do both.
Tri-cannon sounds pretty nice, but I don't know what the... do you, like, directly control your ship and, like, have to shoot stuff?
I have a lot of money, but we're gonna go out. We're gonna explore space a little bit. Once you start, I bet we'll crash the ship. Probably. But just in case... I'm gonna overwrite number 2. Here we go. Oh, do I need to buy gas? Is it in here?
What a ripoff that the ship doesn't come filled up.
I would think it would. Um, Do I gotta buy? Is this it right here? No. I thought that there would be, but I don't see anything. Buy. I don't know how common it is. I feel like it might be. I'm more on the expensive side these days, but I might. I'm...
This game?
Yeah.
I feel like I heard that it's like maybe $40 complete.
I got 20 fuel. That's looking okay. I'm gonna explore our first planet. Oh, that's a, it must be a moon. Okay. Orbit established. Gather. Okay. Maybe the yellow. The yellow is the sun, obviously, and the white might be planets. I'm not, my fuel is at 20. I don't think the fuel really goes down until I go into deep space.
Ah, that's fair. So are you like starting on Earth or somewhere else?
I was like on a space station. This is like the year like 43 something. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So like 43,000?
Yeah. Like 2,000.
Okay. So this is pretty far flung.
Yeah. Oh! Oh! Sorry, human rights. We landed too hard. Sorry. We're gonna go look for some,
Oh, is this, I thought they were gonna be showing Doom Eternal, but I think this is a new id Tech game?
Uh-oh. No! Alright. I'm just fumbling my way through. It's okay, right? I feel like I...
Oh, it sounds like this Orion is just some sort of software or engine or something that improves game streaming technology, which I don't care about. I mean, I was saying earlier in one of our Discord chats that like I don't understand why this whole streaming thing is like up and coming, because I don't think anyone wants that. Like I can't imagine anyone is like, yes, like playing my games over streaming sounds so much better than using a system. Like I can understand the perspective of, you know, digital versus physical. I disagree with it, but I can understand the appeal, and you know, that's okay. Streaming, I cannot understand. I don't think there is an appeal. I think the industry just wants that for some reason. Planet log.
Yeah, I have no interest in that kind of stuff either. I mean, maybe it's weird that I'm as excited for Phantasy Star as I am, because it's, I don't even know if that's going to get a physical version. Because, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I could see them, because it'd be...
But, I mean, it's a world that you have wanted to experience, and you'll be at, and you have tasted it in Japanese, but had no idea what you were doing.
Right.
And you can... I mean, you can take a closer look at it in English. I mean, you know, maybe you won't go crazy into it, but it'll, I mean, I want to try it out with you for sure. I wonder if you need Xbox Live Gold to play it, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Are you going to let that lapse, or are you going to...
It renewed already. I forgot.
Oh, well, it's good, though, because since we linked our accounts, it lets me use gold as well, so it's good to have. Did you claim that game that someone wanted me to play on a backloggery stream?
I did, yeah.
It was an EDF game? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know when I'm supposed to do that, but I'm
going to leave the solar system here, because I feel like there's nothing here. So we're going to go into deep space, see how it goes. Is this Doom that they're showing now?
Yeah, it looks like they're getting into Doom Eternal. I mean, I'm assuming that's a full-fledged sequel to 2016 Doom. I still gotta play it, though, but from, like, just, like, the 20 minutes I've played of it, it is so good.
Yeah, it's really fast.
Yeah, but, like, in a way that feels like... I mean, it feels like the speed of classic Doom. Like, it feels so good to play. And, Wolfenstein 2 from the... I played, like, the first level and a half, just, like, recording footage for the 4K episode. Like, looking forward to properly playing that, too, because it's pretty awesome. I am so behind on AAA stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's... That's kind of the thing. Maybe that's why I'm not as excited, because I just feel like
You're so behind anyway. Like, I was in Best Buy yesterday, and I saw Spider-Man on PS4 for $20, and like, I was like, oh, should I get that? Is it going to ever go lower than $20? And plus, you know, my gamers club is still valid through some point in September, so I was like, oh, maybe I should get it. Then I was like, man, I've got such a backlog of AAA, like, I may as well wait a little more.
Ooh, what is that? Is there a creature flying around? Ooh, I'm shooting it. I killed it. And so that's how we explore deep space.
So is this like a preset world, or is there a random element to it?
I don't think that it's random. I mean, it comes with a star map, so it has to be set up. Like, I don't think that there's any...
I mean, you know, you and I, like, random generation is like... usually an instant turn off for a game.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been times I have had fun with that, but generally speaking, it is something I shy away from.
Ooh, what are these?
You know, the idea that it's different every time doesn't appeal to me, and I prefer a more carefully crafted game world.
Found some ancient ruins. So there used to be life here. Now there's the only red swirls flying around.
Have you ever beat this game?
I think I may have, but I can't say for sure, honestly.
I'm unclear if this Doom Eternal is actually made in-house at id, or... or not.
I don't know if I'm
probably gonna be awesome, though. But I still need to play Doom.
Oh, my fuel level is critical. Alright, we're gonna go back to base. I feel like I need something to be able to pick up
Well, I mean, you need to start reading that 144-page manual.
I know. I should have How do you dig? I feel like I need to find something to help me dig. I need to buy something. So we're gonna go back to base. And buy fuel. Yes. Is this where I just came from? No, it's not right. This is not just where I came from, is it? This is it. No, where were they? Unless that's it. Hopefully this is it. There it is. Ugh, come on. I keep on wanting to... All right. Back on the base. We did nothing.
Well, you know, getting our feet wet. I mean, is there like a defined starting goal at this point in the game? Like,
I'm sure
there is.
What
are you trying to do?
How do I refuel? Or does it automatically happen when I get back? The ISS M-Leg. Yeah, mine and explore is the, like, that's kind of the main... I do have some Endurium.
You know, one of my favorite things about the new Doom from the little bit I've played is that there's an option.
Oh, Endurium is fuel. Okay. Thanks. I just sold all my fuel.
Oops.
It's okay. Thanks.
One of my favorite things about Doom 2016, from the tiny bit I've played, is that there's an option in the menu to put the gun in the middle of the screen.
Really?
Yeah, you can put it right in the center, just like the original game. It's like, I think definitely the way to play. Like, it just helps make that feel, you know?
There's
blue potions just like on the ground in this gameplay they're showing here.
There's what?
There's just like blue potions laying around on the ground. It's very video gamey looking. which I'm all for.
Okay, so can I? Let me upgrade my transport vehicle. I assume that's. Okay. Mineral scanner, pontoons, extra cargo, turbochargers, heavy armor, wide angle stunner, and snow treads. I'm gonna get some snow treads and pontoons. All right, so is... I'm not gonna cheat. I'm not gonna get more money. I haven't made it very far anyways. All right, we're going back out. But anyways, I really focused on that save file episode this week. Like this past week, I was basically...
Yeah, I mean, you basically got the whole thing edited. It's like a 40-minute episode, and you, for all intents and purposes, edited it in 1 week.
Yeah, but I mean, those are long days. They were long, long days. Yeah.
What? You just like he took this like blade and like stabbed this demon's eye out of his belly, and then like he had an eye in his belly, like stabbed the eye, pulled it out of his belly, and then shoved it down his throat.
Should I have stayed? Oh, I'm gonna try. Check out this gas giant here. Planet log. If you log a planet, is that logging it for colonization? That's when why they find me. Okay, so I should go back to the other solar system then. Yeah, I know I gotta dig the minerals and stuff. I know that it's like the pickaxe and the like the hammer or something like that on the screen to buy fuel. Yeah. Okay, I'm just surprised that this solar system has not been further colonized or even explored at this point. I mean, it's just very much, it's a very PC-esque game, like a computer game, which it's something at the time, like I was not too used to. All right, so we're gonna land and oh, see, that's what I was looking for right there.
Like, the transition from, like, the more zoomed out map to the more close up map is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Like, the detail transfers well between the two.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. I can dig. B with B, I can dig. Got it. Okay. I forgot about that. Uh-oh. Oh, come on. No! You're rescued by Aleppo, and the transport vehicle is lost.
Well, oh, no. Like, can you completely screw yourself over?
Well, I mean, now that I don't have any money to buy the transfer vehicle at this point, I'll show you what I can do. I want to load my game at this point, but.
What are you trying to do?
You'll see.
Are you trying to, like, get, like a gravitational boost off the planet or something?
No, I'm just watch.
You like fell and bounced on the planet?
Yeah.
Cause you're out of fuel?
I was trying to just like kill myself, I guess. I just like load my game.
When did you save?
Before I left this last time. I'm getting a feel for it now.
Okay.
Is it a
battery game or a?
Yeah. I changed the battery before playing.
Oh, okay.
I keep on hitting the wrong button though. I really want to hit. Let's see how much it's It's going to cost me to get a new vehicle. Is that like literally like negative 1,000?
You have debt?
I guess so. Report to operations for evaluation. Due to your negligence, your ship is no longer equipped with a terrain vehicle. A new one is currently being installed, for which you are being fined 10,000 MU.
Due to your negligence.
Yeah. Oh, I was just fined 30,000 MUs for saying... So that must be when you log a planet for colonization. When you select log planet, that sends it saying it's suitable for colonization. I guess...
I think Bethesda is ending...
Let's see if I can make a comeback here. We're going back out. I have to come up with 32,000 space bucks before I can do anything. So I guess that's what we're gonna try and do. I'm going to mine these planets. Uh-oh, the sensor system have malfunctioned, sir. Everything's falling apart. My ship sensors are no longer... And my fuel island is 3.5. Whatever, you know what? Nobody said this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
It is not easy to be... Oh!
It's got a 144-page manual, so...
this planet must have some serious gravity. I'm out of fuel. My sense just... I can find out what happened now. Jeez. Captain crew of any vessel invoking emergency distress call should be liable for all costs incurred by any interstellar corpus. As a result, a rescue operation initiated on behalf of said crew. You've been fined 15,000 MU. Alright. 47,000 space bucks we need.
Masetas.
Yeah.
Do they use Masetas in Phantasy Star Online?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm out of fuel here. Maybe we should land. We'll see if we can put some fuel. Put some fuel in the tank. I can't buy anything either. Cause I can't do anything.
Oh, a free
3.2 million.
A free Super Nintendo box with the manuals.
Huh?
But someone in the chat said that they got a free Super Nintendo box at a yard
sale. Guess I'm resetting. Hang on.
Yeah, the old Electronic Arts.
All right.
Logo looks like EOA. I don't know if that's like supposed to be an O or if it's just like a circle between the E and the A, but it seems weird that they would have an O in there, like Electronic Arts.
Here we go. We're doing it again.
But you've got your fuel.
Yeah, I got my fuel. I know what I'm supposed to do now. Everything's
whoop. Looks like a few people are popping in now. Having finished watching Bethesda.
Well, at least
I feel like Bethesda's like almost always during our Sunday night.
Yeah.
Streams. It's happened before. Chromium.
Some high winds here.
Wonder if that's the same voice actor as Thunder Force. So is their voices here? I can't hear it, of course.
I wouldn't say, I don't think it's a voice actor. It's just a digitized voice. I don't know if it's...
This is Sega Genesis. And as far as I know, this game is only on Genesis, right?
Yeah.
There's like no PC version or anything, which... I mean, it looks like a game that would have maybe had origins on PC.
But... Yeah, I mean, it feels like that.
But at the same time, it looks like it's pretty well tailored to a console playstyle, so... Looks like a 16-bit Amiga game. Did EA make Amiga games? I wouldn't have thought EA would make an Amiga game. Don't look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Starflight. Oh, I guess the original version was actually IBM PC.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This game, I mean, it's older than I thought. So the IBM version came out in 86.
Oh, okay.
And then Amiga and Commodore 64 in 89, Atari ST and Macintosh in 1990, and then Genesis in 91. So, but yeah, I mean, it's the only console version, so it's the only one, like, that is super accessible to us anyway. I'm curious how it compares.
What? What?
This must have been like the tail end of the airplane disaster genre, because when I was searching on Wikipedia, the second drop down was the second suggestion was for a movie, a television film from 1983 called Starflight, the plane that couldn't land.
So am I just selling all of my? Like all my minerals. Okay, so I'm just selling everything. The only thing I got to worry about is the Endurium. See, Greg Frost in the chat's helped me out. He knows what he's talking about.
You know, I've always heard that like airplane disasters was like a thing for a while, but I've never seen one aside from Airplane. you know, which was obviously inspired by those movies, but I've never, like, I definitely don't think they are movies that really endured. Because, like, I don't even know the names of any of them, but that was definitely supposedly a thing for a while. I mean, I guess more comparatively recent movies, I mean, there's, you know, you've got Air Force One. I've seen that. Snakes on a Plane. I've seen that.
See, you're not, I can't do anything with you because I think that you're, why can't I do anything to the Android? I can't up any of your stats. Yeah, I can't train you.
I am self-taught AI.
Oh, that can't be trained. Try as achieved awareness. I'm gonna save. we're making it someplace though now. I mean, whatever. I think this is kind of fun. It's something different. It's clearly not a game that like a style of game that I play very often.
Mm-hmm.
The music in this it's very weird sounding. The title screen music is like the chunkiest sounding Genesis music I think I've ever heard. I thought the
chunky.
it's like staticky and weird.
Hmm. New Sam Jackson film, composite on LCD.
I'd watch that.
I'm all in. I mean, you know, I'd like to be involved in production. I can tell you all about composite on LCD.
Is there any way to make us so I don't have to like I can scan when I'm just flying around? But you know the title screen music is very chunky sounding, but it's also got a pretty it's also pretty good, at least I thought.
You were like almost worried something was wrong with your Genesis for a second. You said it sounds so weird. What's that screen where I see it go dark, but there's just like some red splotches?
That's,
what is that?
That's my mineral scan. That's what I'm digging up is those red splotches.
Oh, okay. I don't know why this just popped in my head, but on the backloggery stream,
mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, we were playing some random games in MAME.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was it a Midway game? Remember when you were here last month,
mm-hmm.
And we all went game shopping, Drum grabbed, I think it was a Midway arcade collection.
Yeah.
Or I don't remember exactly what it was. He added to his MAME list, you know, the games that he'd picked up recently. I'm not sure if this was from that list or not. I think it was Midway. But it, I'd never heard of it before, but it fascinated me. This arcade game called Sinistar. Have you ever,
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard it, though? Like,
yeah, I am Sinistar, like, yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. What does he say?
Like legit, very scary.
Yeah, he says something that's really funny though.
He goes, "I hunger."
That's it. That's "I hunger." That's what I was thinking.
it's horrifying. It is like the face is very well animated. I'm not sure that's a game that I would do very well at playing much. I don't think I play. I think Drum was playing it on the stream, but it is just fascinating because that voice chip is used very, very well. It's just scary. Like, it's legitimately very scary. I'm in a goofy mood tonight. I don't know. I don't know if I'm more goofy than usual. I pulled a muscle in my... I keep pulling muscles in my neck recently.
Yeah, just like sleeping on it weird, right?
No, I don't think that's it. Because like a week or two ago, I was like reaching for something across the dining room table, and I like hit my head on the chandelier, and I like recoiled in such a way that like,
jeez,
like screwed up my neck, I guess. And then like I sort of injured it again, twisting funny. I haven't really had problems lately, but I used to be kind of, well, I mean, it only happened a couple times in my life, but I have had, like, going back as far as sixth grade, just, like, periodic, like, just like crazy neck spasm.
Oh, jeez.
It's like,
Did you ever get it checked out?
I went to the doctor when that happened in sixth grade. It took like a week or so to recover. Like I had to get like a neck brace.
Are they saying that Borderlands 2 DLC is coming out? Like they're adding to Borderlands? Oh, it sets up the third game. That's kind of wild.
Huh. I mean, wasn't there just like a collection released or something?
I don't know. I was only half paying attention to the conference today. I remember looking over and seeing something about Borderlands, but
I was always curious about Borderlands. I mean, I remember downloading it for the first game, I think it was, from, you know, PlayStation Plus on PS3 years ago. I booted it up, you know, just for the heck of it, you know, back when I actually played the free game. Well, not, I didn't really very often, but I might have been inclined to play the free games for just a minute back then. But I ended up playing it for like an hour. I'm like, oh, pretty good. So, I mean, I thought about properly buying it, but I never did.
Generally, how can I tell if a plant's good for colonization? Just if I just scan it? Because, I mean, that's like a moon right here. Like,
so if you colonize a planet, like...
No, you recommend it for the colonization.
Oh, you recommend it?
Yeah, and that's why I was getting fined.
I recommend this planet.
Yeah. So I can... Let me scan the planet, see if I can get it. Okay. Sensors... Analyzing planet orbit number 7. Subarctic to Arctic. Is the temperature global weather moderate?
Oh, speaking of PlayStation,
too cold. I appreciate all the help.
Speaking of PlayStation 3, I got a...
Oh, yeah, I got mine. I hate that cover. Is I think it's pretty terrible. Is there like a reverse cover?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet. It's, I mean, it's interesting because the title's not on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger's Wrath. I mean, I had to get it. I mean, I got the Vita version when...
it has to be an Earth-looking one. Okay.
I got the Vita version.
This says it's Arctic to Tropical.
I got the Vita version when Limited Run did it, which I haven't played yet. But when they released the PS3 version, like, I had to get it just because I just think it's cool that they're doing PS3 games. I saw them say on a live stream they did, one of the fireside chats that they sometimes do, that they can do PS3 games that don't have demos. Something about the something about the way that games that have demos and like the unlock key and stuff, like they just won't work on a disc. It's interesting. I don't know if you can really see here, but it's like the case is a little different.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's this weird sort of ridge in the middle of the opening. I mean, for all I know, more recent PS...
Fuel is 8.5. I'm going to go for it, though. It's not very far.
I don't know if more recent PS3 games may have come like that. Oh, the disc... I feel like the disc has a pretty smooth edge. Analyzing. I don't think PS3 games normally feel like that. I mean, it's got artwork inside the case, but it's not proper reversible.
Oh.
I mean, I think the cover is okay for what it is. I mean, I just think it's kind of interesting in some ways that it doesn't have the game's title on it. I don't know why I think that's interesting, but.
So, yeah, I'm guessing the blue one is probably going to be what I'm looking for. Like that. That's probably.
To add this to my backlog.
Okay, so I'm gonna log the planet then. Okay.
Planet log.
I'm gonna land on it though, and I'm gonna go down and take a look around. Oh, it's not why. That was a star map. That's why. Let's go. Let's take a closer look. Ooh, and there's some ruins right there, too. What does treat mean? I guess I'm treating my crew.
Treat your crew?
Yeah. I'm treating human rights. Look at that. There is a lot of stuff around here. A lot of ruins. Uh-oh. I'm gonna grab this and then we're gonna get out of here. Let's hope we have enough fuel to make it home. It's gonna be close though. Come on, getting pulled into the orbit of this.
Well, we got someone new thanks to the Castlevania video.
Ah. Welcome.
Yeah, that's from last year, but welcome.
Leaving solar system. Entering solar system.
It took 295 days to make that little trip there. It's the year 4,620.
Apparently the Mass Effect developers have considered this game and...
Yeah, that's what I said. Didn't I say that?
Probably.
I said, yeah.
I might have not been paying attention.
$30,000 space bucks.
All right.
I had an email. It looked like flux locations. I received reports of an area outward announcement of Earth about 40 sectors distance. It's like, I like the use of certain words and stuff like this. You know, nexus of continuum fluxes. We've encountered a nexus of continuum fluxes. It's located outward and downspin of Earth, about 40 sectors distance. Unpleasant news.
Uh-oh.
The fluxes. What's a flat device or a winding orbit? Or rhodium. I'll get 30 gallons.
Just get 30 out.
Filling up the tank.
I'm curious if anyone here had any thoughts on the look of the new Battletoads game.
Oh yeah, I see. Linus is in the chat. Wants to know what the what they do, or the real one. I do. Which one is really handy to have? Because I'll buy one if I can afford it. I'm gonna buy some rotary girders for my ship. And effectively reduce side fumbling.
Oh, I just looked at Linus's backloggery. I didn't realize that she had already started playing this game.
Ah.
knew she bought it recently.
Yeah, Battletoads does not look great.
Yeah, I'd like to see some more like straight up gameplay of it to get a better feel for it, but I they showed a teaser that was like a crash speeder bike that looked in that art style, and I was nervous but hopeful that was had nothing to do with what the game would look like, but oof, I do not care for the style they took with that.
If they had gone for like a animated style that looked like the old classic artwork that you'd see like in the manual or something like that
would sure have been... something that looked like an 80s or early 90s cartoon style, that would be fine.
Yeah, but it's like that flat shaded.
I personally really liked what they did with the Battletoad and Killer Instinct. I liked that. Like, I just thought the super realistic take on it was kind of funny. I thought it kind of worked. I wouldn't have minded them sticking with that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if they made it look like, heck, if they made it look like the pilot episode of the Battletoads cartoon that actually did come out in, I think it was the 90s, yeah, that would be fine. But this looks like...
I'm going to get out my Starfield map real quick and look at it. Because I see that Greg Frost, you're gonna be on my crew next time, and I wish that you were my navigations guy. So I'm at 124 and 101. So is that how is that part of the game randomized? Like your home system is random, like every time, which would be a good way to do it, is like always the same solar system, but your home system just is different every time you play. You know what I mean? Try. Does that seem like that would be a good way to randomly do it, I think.
Yeah, as long as it, as long as you have like a pre-made world, regardless, you know.
Oh, it's not random. Okay, it's always there. Okay. So it's always at 121 and 104, 101.
Now Frank Strasser, I did not think I was going to like the look of Mega Man 11, like when they first revealed it, but I still need to restart that game because I only beat one boss. It was really hard. But I mean, I like what I've seen of it, actually. Like, I do like the look of it. And I actually really like the look of Streets of Rage 4.
You're like dead center on the map. Where you start is like dead center. Cool. I'm kind of digging this.
I know the look of Streets of Rage 4 is a little divisive, but yeah,
that
I'm
slightly better than Battletoads, that's for sure.
Oh, it looks. I think it looks amazing. Personally, I think I love the look of Streets of Rage 4. I know it's divisive, but I personally really like the look of that game. Battletoads, yeah, I'm not feeling that style. When I see, like, I keep forgetting and putting in the back of my mind what the current iteration of Nickelodeon's Ninja Turtles looks like. And every time I see something that reminds me what the current Ninja Turtles looks like, I'm just like, oh. I do not like how the modern Ninja Turtles look. It's terrible.
Are you seeing what Linda's saying in the chat? She's like, recommend taking copious notes in this game when you start getting info from aliens, particularly if they give you coordinates or something. Like, how fun does that sound? You're like, you're doing what Rand Miller says. You're making it atoms by doing that, like bringing it into.
Yeah. 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 Well, just like you're talking about in the cartridge saves episode you're doing, like you took virtual console data and then put it on a cartridge, like a real Link to the Past cartridge. It's still data, but it feels like you made it real.
Right. I'm gonna explore this a little bit more. I feel like there's more stuff for me to get here.
I do like taking notes. I mean, that's how I played through the NES versions. I mean, this was
Dragon Quest that way, right? or Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, I mean it was only a few years ago. It was after I got the Frame Meister. I played through NES versions of Dragon Warrior 2 and 3 that way, just writing notes, because like the towns, like you can games like that of that games of that era can seem obtuse.
Yeah.
But if you like take a moment to like actually think, you know what? Like people are saying useful things. Like it's they're actually so much easier to figure out than they might look at a glance. Like something that seeing how Dragon Warrior 2 and 3 played really gave me a newfound respect for how NPCs worked in RPGs of that era. I mean, even Super Nintendo, I think it changed a lot, where the games were much more straight. Not that this is, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, because I freaking love 16-bit RPGs, but the games are more straightforward, sort of easier to figure out your way and what to do. Whereas those games, like, there's not a lot of direction unless you, like, sort of cross-check what NPCs are saying and kind of put the information together to figure out, like, oh, I should go here, I should try this. You know, it's always a really satisfying feeling.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I can see myself kind of, like, making a thing out of this. Like, to be like, this seems like it'd be a really fun game to maybe, like, stream, like, over the course of time.
You can run out of fuel in your little terrain vehicle, and there are no negative repercussions now that you have the flat device.
There we go. So someone's 8-bit Gnosis was saying I should shoot the aliens until they stop moving, then I can pick them up and I can sell them. I do like someone was saying, oh, the sound effects and music in this is really bad, but I kind of like how alien it sounds. I just wish there was a way to scan for minerals as you were flying.
I mean, I assume the planets loop.
Yeah, well, I mean, you fly around it, yeah.
How big are they?
I mean they seem pretty big. But if I have the flat device, you only have a certain amount, right? Or does it have unlimited uses? Really? You can use it unlimited times?
There are some weird live action commercials being played in the video quarter. I don't know what game this is supposed to be for.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm about ready to head back to base here in a second. Let's do it. Let's go back.
Did you got all the achievements in the original Mass Effect, didn't you?
I didn't, no.
For some reason I thought you 100% of that game.
No.
It's like, doesn't that involve like driving your vehicle around and doing a lot of mining and or something? Or I don't even really
probably.
Know. I did like no, I did zero side stuff in Mass Effect.
All right, Gerald Tan wants to know what made us both decide to start the channel.
Well, we became friends through the Backloggery website, backloggery.com, game backlog tracking website, and our backgrounds are both in video production and post-production, so we're like, well, let's start a YouTube channel. Basically, that's the short version.
Oh, geez. New Destiny DLC, it looks like.
I didn't read too closely, but I read something the other day that made it sound like Destiny is going, like, they're going to start, they're going to, like, make it into, like, a completely different genre of game going forward.
Oh, really?
But, like, I read something that made it sound like it was just going to become, like, an MMO, like, not a FPS. I don't know. I was confused. I may have completely misinterpreted what I read. I wasn't reading it too closely, but I was very confused. My cousin's son is super into Destiny 2.
I wonder if it's gotten better since they don't have to worry about Activision anymore. It was Activision, wasn't it?
Oh, is it free of Activision now?
Yeah. Wait, Link's Awakening seems expensive for a game I already bought twice. Does it have a release date?
I mean, I doubt it. It's probably going to be this year, though. I know it's going to be playable at E3. I'm sure Nintendo will go more in depth with it on Tuesday with the Direct. No, I don't.
September
I don't
17th.
Care. Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blink an eye at paying $60. I mean, I'm not going to pay $60 because I'm going to get with the last of my Best Buy Gamers Club, so I'll pay $48. I wouldn't blink an eye. I mean, it's a.
Yeah, I think it's unfair to say it's expensive for a game you already bought twice. We don't. No, like what has been added to it. I mean, it could have like a ton of stuff added to it.
It's possible, but even if it doesn't, like,
it's not like a port, it's like a whole new.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it follows the original quite closely, but I mean, it's rebuilt from scratch. I mean, it's a freaking Zelda game. I love, I love Link's Awakening. Like, I just. Like, there was just never a question in my mind. Like, I wouldn't bat an eye at paying full price. I mean, Nintendo games don't go on sale, so. I mean, you know, years down the road, maybe there'll be a version, they'll do a, you know, greatest hits or whatever, but. Well, it sounds like some people over in the Backloggery chat were trying to watch the Devolver Digital E3 thing. And it sounds like people suffered? How bad was it? I don't think I've ever watched the Devolver Digital things. I don't even really know what they do.
Well, I mean, it's always really weird, I think. So I guess I'm going to find out what happens about the flat device.
But
Do I got to just use it? Can I use it at any time? Stand by being teleported back to the ship by flat device.
Yeah, Link's Awakening is 100% a day one thing for me. You're going to start it immediately. No doubt about that. I mean, Link's Awakening is... it's such a good game.
I feel like once you upgrade certain aspects of this thing, and you don't have to worry about losing it anymore, it seems like it's a bit easier.
I forget if Wind Waker HD and Twilight Princess HD were $60. I feel like they were.
Yeah.
I bought them anyway. You know, I mean... I would consider that a bit much for those, but me being me, like, I mean, it's Zelda. I have to buy it, you know? Like, there's just not even a question there for me. But I agree, those probably should have been less. But Link's Awakening is a different matter. I mean, that is not an HD port. That is a remake. That's very different. I mean, you know, if Final Fantasy VII is going to be released in three parts, you know, that's going to be, what, like, $180 game?
Yeah.
Over the course of time... Whatever, I don't... Like, it's Final Fantasy VII. I'm not even blinking an eye at that. I mean, it's going to be over time anyway, so... Like, if they asked $180 out of me from, you know, in one fell swoop... Well, to be fair, it's Final Fantasy VII, so I would probably do it, but I would be grumpy about it, but... I mean, there are certain things. There are certain things that just like, for the most part, I try to be very, you know, conscious about. I mean, especially more recently, you know, when I realize I haven't had the time to play AAA games as soon as they come out. You know, I'll wait until they're like $20-$25. You know, for the most part, unless it's Nintendo, because Nintendo stuff doesn't go on sale. But, you know, PS3, 360, you know, I wait for the good deals. But certain things, Zelda, Mario, Final Fantasy, at least, you know, like mainline Final Fantasy. I just don't blink it up. See, I don't think the episodic Final Fantasy VII is greedy. Is being said in the chat. I think that will, that's like the obvious gut reaction, but I mean, the way I look at, like, you, Final Fantasy VII, yes, it pushed the envelope at its time, but a game of its scope was really only possible because the expectations on how a game would be visually represented were much more limited at the time. And especially with RPGs, things were very representative. Like, for example, you know, your party members, like, go inside Cloud. You know, you go into random encounters, you know, that take place in a different screen. You know, things are representative. So you were able to make the scope of the game very large And
I don't think that's that much different than like anything you see like in other RPGs that are coming out now, though.
I don't know. Final Fantasy VII is a pretty big scope, I think, compared to.
But I mean,
your average RPG. Your average Japanese.
I haven't
RPG.
Played it, but I mean, I can't imagine it's bigger in scope than something like The Witcher or something like that, which I have not played, so I can't really.
I mean, I haven't either, yeah. But I don't. I mean,
I think they could make it all one game, and I think like that's.
I don't know, with the expectations that are on, you know, presentation. I mean, think of all the how the cutscenes have to be animated. I mean, I don't know. I think the cost of that game would be hard to justify as a single $60 product. Like it is going to be a very expensive production. I mean, I think that's just reality. I mean. You can call it greedy, but you're probably going to be getting a better product because they can justify the cost, the budget of three games.
See, perhaps.
That's my
perhaps. I mean, like I think that's true. I think the reason it's split up like that is because modern Square is incapable of getting things done in a timely manner.
That may be true.
I think that's like the real reason why it's just.
It makes sense to me. I mean, I part of me also kind of likes it because of the idea that you know, it's like a multi-disc game, right? I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be three parts. It might only be two parts. Two parts would be a better fit, probably. Like go up to. You know.
Should I try some Deep Space? I'm gonna try some Deep Space. I'm gonna. Oh. Sorry, I'm gonna go a little bit deeper.
Something that I was actually thinking about earlier today. I wonder if like Final Fantasy 16, like even exists as like a in production thing, or if Final Fantasy 7 is essentially Final Fantasy 16 for now, like in terms of like how their resources are spread, like that just seems like such a monumental thing that they've got to do and got to do right. Like I just don't know how they would have the bandwidth to do Final Fantasy 16 unless like, you know, I would not complain whatsoever if Final Fantasy 16 ended, you know, if they one day did a numbered Final Fantasy that was like a super, like, instead of like being, you know, some big graphic showcase, if they just made like a retro style Final Fantasy 16. That'd be aight.
Yeah. So do I gotta sell my engines if I want to get new ones? No? How do I buy?
Well, apparently Famitsu said the first half it'll be Final Fantasy 7 be two parts. First half.
How do I get better engine? I can't upgrade my engine. How do I upgrade my engine? It won't let me choose anything. Oh, there we go. Okay, so I just needed to sell my old ones. Should I just go right for the class 3? I'm trying to go for class 3. We're just going to do or spend that money, those space bucks.
I will admit that part of me is nervous about Final Fantasy 7. Just because, you know, it's not clear to me how the battle system will play out right now. And I did not like Final Fantasy 15's battle system.
Exactly.
But I don't, I mean, it's not like going to be the exact same battle system. Like, I'm not necessarily, yes, I would prefer old-fashioned turn-based combat, but I'm not opposed to something more action-y, but I just did not think Final Fantasy XV's battle system was well executed. It was not very fun.
We're gonna setting course. We're gonna. I'm bringing out the map. Okay. So I think if we just, we're gonna head up spin, and there should be another system right here. Here we go. We're on our way. There we are. There. Oh, there's a planet here. God, I'm kind of getting into this. I think it's fun. I like using the map. Like, I just think it's
yeah. But
I might, maybe I can, like, hey, maybe I should, like, frame the map or something like that.
Oh, is it in pretty good shape?
It's a little bit rough, but not too bad.
Well, you know, that can be fun though. It's, you know, got a little character.
Oh no, I can't. I can
analyzing.
So I'm always looking for oxygen in the atmosphere, right?
Oh, hey, is this
the Genesis Mini that's on here?
Is this Genesis Mini or is this
it's that's a Genesis Mini.
Oh.
Don't you see it?
Well, it's tiny on. I don't have my stream on my TV anymore. It's tiny on the Switch screen here. I wasn't sure if it was Sega Ages.
No. This is that's a Genesis Mini.
It's cool that, I guess, they're bringing it to E3. I didn't really think of that. I mean, you know, it's not like Nintendo or Sony.
Yeah, well, this is gonna be the first time. Oh, look at. We're just gonna like watch this for a second. The game lineup is real good, I think.
Yeah, it is shockingly good. I'm gonna bring it up on my TV again.
Did you ever have a friend that called him Dr. Willy? Anybody in the chat have a friend that called Dr. Wily Dr. Willy? You know,
no.
It is true that the Genesis Mini does have like the best lineup, but I was playing a little bit of the SNES Classic yesterday, and the SNES Classic is really, really good.
Yeah, it has fewer games though than the NES Classic.
Mega Man the Willy Wars.
What I want to know is that they, I'm not expecting them to have fixed it to be 60 hertz, but that would be crazy awesome.
I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that they're going to add in like all the stuff that they like to do, like all like the like bonus features, like easy modes and stuff like that. I bet you they have.
It'd be a
tweaks.
Lot of games to do that for, though.
But a lot of them already have certain aspects in place from previous versions that they've done.
I need to take a closer look at the game list and decide whether I want the Japanese or American one.
I have the American one pre-ordered. I'm probably gonna get the Japanese one too.
It's cool that you can pre-order it now.
Yeah, I don't know if I missed the pre-order of the Sega, the Mega CD and 32X add-on. I don't know if that's something that,
you know, I am not amazing at identifying 60 frames per second, but this looks like it might be 60 frames per second.
I would not doubt that they did that. I feel like it's something that they would do.
I'm seeing some shimmering, so I don't think
he's pretty bad at this game though. I'm pretty yeah, I mean, I definitely see some.
Yeah, I think in the 4-3 mode, which has been
they have been kind of anti
interpolation,
it seems like.
Yeah, well, what I wish they would do, I mean, Digital Eclipse does this, where they integer scale vertically with sharp pixels, and then use smooth on the horizontal axis to interpolate. Whereas M2 does offer the smoothing, but it's usually in both axes. Now, it would look much better to me if it was only the vertical.
Yeah.
Or only the horizontal.
I can't really tell. I mean, just based on...
I think it looks 60 frames. I mean, I'm not an expert at identifying it, but it's looking pretty smooth. I mean, it's hard to tell with the stream, but maybe they
the shimmer is pretty apparent. I was looking at it though, but
yeah,
I don't like. I'm not. Well, that's holding okay. My breath
like
for
as
it,
long as
like because I mean, they just haven't done that on anything else.
I'm okay with square pixels for Genesis though, because most games are 320 pixels wide,
right?
And I feel like most games look arguably better with square pixels than a CRT aspect on Genesis.
Yeah.
So look at these gears. These are I don't know if this is a 256 or a 320 game. Look how fat those gears are.
Yeah.
It's probably a 256 game.
I think that you should get at least get the American version at first, because just having even though it's not an actual cartridge for real hardware, just having a version of Monster World 4 and on a physical device, I guess, like,
yeah, that is in English. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to take a closer look at the region lists. It's cool though that they're bringing this to E3, because I think Sega really needs to.
This one's.
I think Sega really needs to. They need to emphasize that this is something special. This is M2, you know, it's not like the other little junk consoles they've done before.
Right. Well, I really think they have been doing that.
I'm assuming it's going to be 720p. I mean, all of these have been 720p so far, I think. Although I'm not positive about the PlayStation Classic. I forget if PlayStation was 720p or 1080.
No, I think they're all 720p.
Yeah, they've all those kind of things have been 720.
Jeez,
which I think is okay for what they're trying to do. I mean, I was
I'm getting out of here.
I was looking at the GBA consoleizer on my 4K TV, and I almost feel like it's probably about the same, but I don't know. It could have been a placebo, but I was looking at it, I'm like, I don't know. I wonder if it scales 720 better than 1080. I don't know. It looks essentially equally as good. Analyzing. For those pixels, anyway.
These new engines help a lot.
The GBA consoleizer is amazing.
Temperature inferno to inferno. One of the two.
I'm looking forward to doing our video on that. You know, hopefully
there is a funny little thing, because when I saw him at the Cincy Classic, Jason lent me one of the Game Boy Advance systems. Like modified with it, you know, it's like the Game Boy Advance actual shell to it. Mm-hmm. And there is I was able to kind of come up with a kind of fun use with it. I put my, the Game Boy camera I got in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just like ran it out, and I was able to. There's a shot in the episode where I take a picture of my cat with it. Because
you actually have like the video feed of it,
and then it snaps, and then it goes to the picture that I was able to pull off using the GB01 device.
That's fun.
And it's so funny because it kind of snaps and it goes back, and it like I have this background come up. I just like looked up like a kid's background, like a free public domain thing, and it's like all these hearts, and it's like it says love.
You're rendering
the stream
it after
I
the stream,
can show you
right?
a bunch of it. What's that?
You're rendering it after the stream, right?
I still have to do the sound effects. Like I mean I've done half the sound effects, but I have about 25 minutes of sound effects left to do.
So is that going to be Sophia's first cameo in an episode? Sandy has made a number of cameos.
Yeah. I was going to do something with my kids, but I only had they were not here at the time. I just wanted to get it done. Okay, so we're going to go back out into space. We're going to go a little bit deeper in. See where we're going to go here. Okay. So slightly upspin and outward. We're going to go this way. Here we go.
Now, Cindy went over and took a nap. She just came back around over here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, they're speaking to me in an alien language.
Uh-oh.
They're saying Weasblurt, Nerge, Chert, Guskry, Glut, Bloop.
Weasblurt. Gut Bloop.
This is you. Oh, look at this thing.
Oh no, that looks horrible.
This is you. Are you gonna be? You want to be obsequious, friendly, or hostile?
Yes. I don't even know what obsequious means. I'm guessing neutral.
You say, "Oh hail, mighty ones, masters of the universe! We bow to your wonderful magnificence and ask that you do not harm our insignificant selves." Uh oh. Yes or no?
You have blue. Dirt me before? Let's say no.
Question. We beg you to honor our poor selves and bestow upon us a pearl of wisdom concerning your race. Glut Smeegmert. Please do not blast us into atomic particles. Take pity on us who are not fit to grovel in your waste products. What is this game that they're showing?
Oh, I need to just turn my TV back on and leave it on, don't I?
Trine 4.
Oh, okay. I went ahead and pre-ordered that because you can get like the version that's got all... I assume they're all on disc, I assume. Like, you can get the version that's got, like, all of the, all four games on.
Acceptable. Is this Dengscree acceptable. Dirt. Godgoo Weez Blurk. Chirp Bemf. Gif Dang.
Gif Dang.
All right, we're leaving. Entering the in space for 320 days. You can buy a winning orb to help with communications if your skill is too low.
A winning orb?
Yeah, scanners indicate identified object. Uh-oh. Captain, we are being scanned. Respects door to Mert. Glutwees. Nergfek. Identify. We come in peace. Greg Frost is like, I want to return to base soon before you get attacked.
Oh man, another one of those things?
Uh-oh. Pitiful two-eyed glub... I'm a pitiful two-eyed goobleck feckblunk. Oh no.
This thing looks like a Dragon Quest slime.
It looks like
gone wrong.
Looks like a smart ball.
A smart ball. a Jerry boy.
Yeah. Dirt Nerg. That's a pretty good name. My name is Dirt Nerg.
Dirt Nerg. That sounds like Dirk the Daring's cousin.
Uh-oh. It's not letting me do anything. Did the game freeze?
Oh, no.
It's not frozen. It's just not letting me do anything.
Yeah. Did you glitch?
Oh. I don't know what just happened there. It gave me those... Oh, it's loading. Uh-oh.
That's weird. Uh-oh.
Hmm. Oh! We're okay. We're just gonna keep going. I don't know what happened. It's okay, though. We're still alive. That's all that matters. Uh-oh, here we go again. Oh, jeez! They're attacking me. Run for your lives! Ooh. Oh, jeez. Oh, come on. I'm gonna go for this. I'm gonna see what happens here. What's this? An SSD will solve that. It's true.
Except, I mean, Genesis basically is solid state. With less bandwidth. Analyzing. Oh yeah, this little Zelda looking game with the fox. I feel like this game has been shown many times over the years. I forgot it wasn't even out yet.
Whoa, there's tornadoes.
I have a soft spot for games that just like are super unashamedly Zelda knockoffs. Like, there's just something charming about how bold-faced they are. It's just like, yeah, whatever. It's inspired by Zelda. Give the fox a green tunic. Who cares?
I could see myself like doing like playing this on Twitch. Would anybody in the chat like me to continue playing this on our Twitch? Does that seem boring or fun?
How do you have it marked on your backlog? Are you have it marked unfinished?
I might have it as marked as I might have it as beat on there. I don't know. I it's probably inaccurate. As long as I keep speaking alien. As long as I continue seeing Dirt Nerg.
Dirt Nerg.
Oh, Greg Frost, you've been invaluable. I really appreciate all the help.
Even though it's apparently been 25 years since he played it.
Well, obviously it's stuck with him. I can see why, though. I mean, I feel like this is... It's definitely better, and there's more to it than I remember there being. I'm betting that I didn't actually beat it, though. I might have... If I haven't beaten it, I bet you I never did. Will you look at...
You do have a mark. You do have a marked beat on your backlog.
Okay. Well, maybe I... Uh-oh, there goes my... That sound when your armor starts going down and sounds exactly like Star Trek.
Sounds like what?
Like, it's like directly out of, like, the old Star Trek show. the original series. Jeez, here we go again. All right, I'm gonna head back. See if we can get back in one piece. All right. Oh, come on. Who's this gonna be now? Oh, I hailed him and he's just opening fire at me. it's just one guy though. It's one ship. Getting the F out of here. It's good to be home. Well, Greg, it's important to realize that, you know, I would never have found out that was fuel for the longest time, like the Endurium or whatever it is. I mean, I guess it's probably all in the manual. Like, maybe I should read the manual.
I mean, that would be the good and old-fashioned way to do things.
Yeah.
This is on Sega Genesis, though we learned tonight it is also on some computer systems, but this is the most recent port of it, I suppose. Is the game automatically saving constantly, or are you doing manual saves?
Why is my balance like ridiculous like that? Why is my account balance in the negatives? Did the game glitch?
It didn't seem like the game glitched earlier when you were talking to those aliens.
I didn't do anything with the planets. I'm not... I don't know, it's like it's saying I recommended all these planets. It's like
unsuitable.
I don't look at it, it's like it's I made the game glitched when that was happening. It says I recommended how many planets did I recommend? It's saying I recommend. It's like I made over 200 recommendations,
and they're all unsuitable because of extreme cold, lack of water, lack of oxygen.
It's glitched. I mean,
yeah, I think it is glitched.
Look at my balance.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think your save file might be broken.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I kind of want to see. I kind of want to see what Ludog had, really quick.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Ludog.
I wonder if. Let's see what he has on his crew. It's too bad that the money didn't go the other way.
What's Ludog's crew?
Justin is definitely is Matt Macheski's older brother.
Oh, okay.
Buzz, Gecko, and Fern. Now, Fern is both communications and the doctor.
Whoa, multitask.
How the ship's doing? Oh, it's fully decked out. The ISS Discover. Look, oh man, it's like. Nothing left
to
buy.
His money's in the positive.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what the other save was like.
I can always put it back on, but I'd overwrite it.
Yeah, but yours is glitched unless you didn't save.
I didn't save. Save when that happened. I kind of want to go out into space and see what it's like. But I like so Ludog, the Ludog save does makes two appearances in the episode. So that's cool. Let's just go out into space. I bet it's got like good weapons and everything on it. Look how fast that, or slow that fuel goes down, too.
Entering solar system.
I want to fight somebody. Nobody probably wants to mess with my top-tier ship. Oh, look at that planet.
No one messes with Ludog. Oh, that looks, I bet that's colonized.
Whoa, and it's like so thunderstorming as soon as I get there. Oh, look at this. Look at this nebula.
Whoa.
But yeah, I think that I might continue on the, I'll find some time to play it on the Twitch. I mean, I could just see that being fun, slowly working my way through it and exploring the galaxy. Can I wonder if I can,
that's one? A big planet.
This body's gravity will crush the ship's hull. Land or cancel? Let's land.
Oh, wow.
crushed by the gravitational field of a gas giant. Due to your failure in completing the mission, trillions of lives have been lost.
Trillions of lives? Oh my god. That's a fun way to end it.
Yeah. All right, so I'll find a time to continue this. I think that'll be fun. I say before the glitch happened, I think. So yeah, look for the save file episode on 1 week from today. And my goal is to have the script for the next one done by next weekend, and then have it our on camera part shot by the end of next weekend, and then I'm gonna try and stay 1 week ahead of everything. If I can get an episode,
that'd be impressive.
Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah, I mean, the next one's gonna be like a follow up to this one that's coming out. It's gonna be on like external saves, like memory cards and stuff like that, like different ways to back up and transfer it. Like it's much shorter than this one's gonna be. This one covers a whole bunch of stuff in terms of like changing the batteries, different types of battery saves that exist, different types of like cartridge saves that exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of fun. I will be really interested to see what people think of it, because I think that it maybe has a potential to be like something a little bit bigger in terms of like a wider interest, especially for people who like to play like on real hardware and stuff like that. But I mean, it also goes into like taking stuff like people who like played through something like using an emulator, like use like an emulator and like RetroArch and finish the game that way, and then take that save and all and put it on a cartridge, which I think is pretty neat. You know, it's a I don't know. Like you said earlier, or what I say in the video, it takes that my digital history with a game and makes it real.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll see. It's 40 minutes and 6 seconds.
I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yep. I'm looking forward to your feedback too. I'm just seeing what you think. Anyways, thanks for hanging out, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night.